Blackstone Audio presents Dodsworth by Sinclair Lewis. Dedication to Dorothy. Chapter 1. The aristocracy of Zenith were dancing at the Kennepoose Canoe Club. They two-stepped on the wide porch with its pillars of pine trunks, its bobbing Japanese lanterns, and never were their dance frocks with wider sleeves nor hair more sensuously piled on little smiling heads. Never an August evening more moon-washed and spacious and proper for respectable romance. Three guests had come in these new-fangled automobiles, for it was now 1903, the climax of civilization. A fourth automobile was approaching, driven by Samuel Dodsworth. The scene was a sentimental chromo, crisping lake, lovers in canoes singing Nellie Was a Lady, all very lugubrious and happy, and Sam Dodsworth enjoyed it. He was a large and formidable young man, with a healthy brown mustache and a chaos of brown hair on a massive head. He was, at 28, assistant superintendent of that most noisy and unsentimental institution, the Zenith Locomotive Works, and in Yale, class of 1896, he had played better than average football, but he thought well of the most sentimental sorts of moonlight. Tonight he was particularly uplifted because he was driving his first car, and it was none of your old-fashioned gasoline buggies with the engine under the seat. The engine bulked in front under a proud hood over 2 feet long, and the steering column was not straight, but rakishly tilted. The car was sporting and rather dangerous, and the lights were powerful affairs fed by acetylene gas. Sam sped on with a feeling of power, of dominating the universe, at 12 dizzy miles an hour.